Welcome to this Southern Folk Advent service. The service will dust off a lot of memories for some of you. Stories and phrases and songs that you heard from your parents or your grandparents or great-grandparents. A tune that was hummed around the house, a little phrase that was used like a proverb. This will stir some memories in some of you. For others of you, this service today will be about as strange as the dark side of the moon. And if we weren't having this in church, you wouldn't know it was worship service. But I want to assure you, it is a worship service. This is a Southern worship service, but not from the world of the painted pomp of the plantation house. Not from the world of the sweaty weariness of the slave cabin, but from the third world of the South, the world of the Irish and Scottish immigrants that settled on small pieces of rocky soil in southern Appalachia. Those people in the remote isolation of those hills were able to create a subculture and to preserve a vocabulary and a way of life for generations. The language and the idiom they kept. Some of you may recognize some of the expressions. Those boys fit all morning. I thought we had a right smart, but it's about played out. I knowed he seed me. He reached out his arm and wove. I don't go to church of a night. Against the sun dips, there's a heap of roguing. You'll have to work on that one. They preserve the songs that they brought with them, sometimes now played on homemade instruments. Songs of love, Bonnie, Annie, Laurie. Songs of fun, go tell Aunt Rhody the old gray goose is dead. Possum up the simmon tree, raccoon on the ground. Raccoon said, you son of a gun, shake them simmons down. And they had their naughty songs as well. Went last night to see my girl, the dress she wore was red. Every time I looked at her, I wished my wife was dead. But the centerpiece of all their life together was their faith. Faith that was barely nourished by preachers who had no education but claimed to have had the call. The center of culture in those days was not New York, but Philadelphia. And many a preacher would get up and swear that he nor any of his kin had ever been to Philadelphia. The word that I'm preaching to you tonight, brothers and sisters, is not from Philadelphia, but from the Lord. I can't read this book, but somewhere between the covers it says, you must be born again. And so they preached. Their religion was built around two awful facts. The fact of poverty, gnawing, aching poverty. They had to watch where every walnut fell, when every berry ripened, when every apple dropped to the ground. They fought the crow for the corn. They fought the rabbit for the greens. It was painful poverty. The common saying, you heard it all the time, was, well, you never know what you can do till you have to. How did you stand? You never know what you can do till you have to. How are you able to raise those girls without any? You never know what you can do till you have to. And the other fact was the fact of death. Not the normal course of death visiting every community and every family, but unusual death, the death of babies, lacking sufficient care. Ms. Perkins, how many children did you have? I gave birth to 11, but only raised 3. The Lord took 8 of them back. I don't know why He gave them to me and then took them back, but farther along, we'll know this. I'm grateful for the 3 He left me, but I'm kind of wondering about Myrtle. She's not good for anything. The other 2 are all right. and the death of young mothers, lack of care, poor diet, too many children too soon, worthless husbands, dead at the age of 31. But they had their hope. Most of their religion was built on the idea of farther along, after this life, when we pass through this veil of tears. That's the way they thought about it. That's the way they prayed. They taught their children to pray. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. They had mourners' benches in their churches. But they sang about it. When I shall read my title clear in mansions in the sky, I'll bid farewell to every fear and wipe my weeping eye. And so, whether you come out of curiosity or come out of stirred memory, it's all the same, and we're all welcome, because this is the house of God. This is the hour of worship.